It's time to talk Maine Black Bear hockey. Our weekly visit with the coach, Ben Barr, brought to you by our friends at Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street in Bangor. Coach, good afternoon.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing very well, thanks. How's your day going so far?
Not too bad. Can't complain.
What was it like last weekend to have that crowd back in the Alfond?
It's special. I mean, obviously, Friday night, it was, you don't know what to expect. It's been so long, and, you know, it's still a little bit of a different time with, with having to, have a vaccine pass, the vaccine proof or the test. So you just don't know if it's, then you walk out there and it's full, and it was the students are there, and it's special. And fortunately, Friday night, we couldn't score a goal for them, which that wasn't real special on our end, but it's a special place to play hockey, I can tell you that.
Well, tough one on Friday night. Saturday, you came back and played to a 3-3 tie. How important was it for you to come out of the weekend with that point?
It was definitely important. I give our guys credit for battling back. We played Friday night. We were very poor. And, we talked to the effort just wasn't there. And I don't know. It was weird because that really hasn't been a problem for us, like in practice or, even the two games we had played in Omaha, like the guys were working hard and our work ethic wasn't there on Friday night, which was disappointing. And then Saturday night, it was as good as it's been. And, we still had to score two goals in the final, 7-8 minutes, I think, to tie the game, which just really, shows us where, like, the standard that we have to play to with this current team in order to give ourselves a chance to win. And I think our guys are starting to understand that. We can't have a handful of guys take a night off at any given point. And I think we have a chance to win. It's just not where we're at right now. And that's our standard has to be there every single night. So it was good on Saturday to see the guys respond a little bit. We still have to be better. There's no moral victories in our world, and if we want to start putting some wins up there, we're gonna have to keep pushing.
Hey, Coach, this is Bruce. Before I ask you a question, I gotta tell you, a friend of mine had my tickets this weekend because my wife and I had to be out of town at a family event. She said to me after the Saturday night game, she said, we're gonna get new season tickets. They had dropped them a couple of years ago. She said it was so good to be back there. She said, so good to feel everything. And she went to the Saturday game and she said that comeback at the end, I just thought hockey's back. So the question I have is when you have so many games early in the season on the road and we get all these breaks and stuff, what's the most important thing for you going to the road this weekend after being at home, finally having that big adrenaline rush and everything? Now you got to go back into somebody else's house.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes there's advantages to being on the road. That was my first experience as a coach, during a home weekend at Alphonse. And, my observation after Friday was, as wild as it is, there's a lot of distractions at home. And that's not just at our rink. That's at everywhere I've ever been. Sometimes there's more distractions at home than there is on the road, that's something that we have to address. We have to put some parameters on, hey, guys, these are the people that, there's just so many people coming in and out. And as Alphond is a tight quarters place, so it's easy to be distracted. And, as a coach or a player going into a game, you have to have that pinpoint focus. So, to answer your question about going on the road, sometimes I think it allows you to get a little more focused and deliberate about what you're doing, as opposed to being at home. And, and then the vice versa of that, we have to learn how to manage that at home and how to, when it's time to focus, it's time to focus. Because on Friday night, we were, for whatever reason, and, there's no excuses for it, but, we had guys that just, looked like they weren't mentally prepared to be out there, and, we got what we deserved. I don't even think it was a 1-0 game. I think, Matt Thiessen made a ton of saves in that game. The Saturday was totally different because I think our guys were way more focused on the task at hand. So we have to use these road trips as ways to get really locked in and try to bond a little bit, because crazy as it sounds, sometimes it's harder to do that at home than it is on the road.
I was looking at some of the numbers. It's very interesting. When you look at shots, you're dead even with your opponents. I think the Bears have 110 shots so far, opponents 111, but obviously the other guys are scoring more goals. Are you getting the quality shots that you want?
You know, I think we really are. Like, I mean, you look at our power plays. We only scored one power play goal this year, I think. Our power plays have some phenomenal looks, and we missed the net, or we a goalie makes a great save, or we put it right on the ice into a shin pad or into his pad. So, you know, you really worry about when you're not getting chances, then you know, like, okay, you know, we might not be winning, but we're also not getting chances. So it's, you know, then it's hard to sometimes hard to find things to build on. But like that really hasn't been the case with our team, especially in the power play. When you look at our power play numbers, like Jason Forche, that works with our power play as well, and he's done a great job with these. Those guys are moving the puck around. They're possessing the puck. We're getting really good looks. So you'd like to hope that, you know, eventually those numbers balance out and, you know, but we also don't have a ton of natural. We don't have a guy that on our team that's going to go out and turn a game by himself. Well, we just don't have that player. And, you know, which I'm totally fine with. That means we have to be a really good team. But we're going to have to get some more volume of shots. We're going to have to probably get more grade A scoring chances than our opponents because, you know, especially in Hockey East, each one of those teams might have three or four guys that, like, you know, can be a game changer and put, you know, they get two chances, they're going to score two goals. You know, like, we need to develop some players like that. But right now, we're still trying to work on that developmental phase, you know.
You have two goalies. That everybody knows, Victor and Matt. They both played last year. Matt had some up and down games. Is it your plan to try and develop both of these guys so it doesn't make any difference who's in the net, or do you think one will emerge as the leader over the other?
I don't know. Like, I think, and I've been fortunate to actually have, you know, in some other schools that I've worked at, like, some two goalies that can play, and it's, we have that here. You have to find a way to get that to work to your advantage as a program. And, you know, every goalie wants to be the guy, especially in college, that plays every night. You know, and, I mean, even in pro, like, but it's hard in pro because they play 80-some games. Like, you know, we're playing 30-some-odd games. So every competitive goalie wants to be that guy every single night. When you have two, you need those guys to compete to the point where one of them pushes, you know, like, they're both good kids, they like each other, but we want one of them to grab that net and say, I'm not coming out. And that, you know, like, I think that's our job to create that mentality. I mean, I don't know who's going to play goalie on Friday night. I you know, like, we're using our practices to evaluate everybody, not just our goaltenders this year. So the thing that I'm most concerned about is our compete and our effort in practice. And, you know, so that's really the thing that we're harping on. That's for our goaltenders, too. We tape everyone in our practices. The goalie that plays better in practice during the week is going to play every night. And that's just where we are as a program for everybody right now. So you hope in the long run one of those guys grabs it and just says, you know what, I'm the man. I'm going to be I'm not coming out of this net until you find me out, you know. And, that takes some time, usually.
Well, conference play begins this weekend down at Matthews Arena against Northeastern. Well, what's one thing you look to see from your team this weekend?
I just want to see the consistent effort. You know, like, I know I've probably said that to you guys, in the previous weeks, and we haven't got that to a man. You know, like, every night I thought we had it Saturday, pretty much across the board in our roster. Friday, we had 6 or 7 guys that, you know, probably could have come out of the lineup because they just weren't, their effort was poor. So we just have to get to a point where we understand that even having one player that isn't mentally into it, physically into it in a game, is going to cost our team a chance to win. And, so I want to see us go and play every shift to our ability and play detailed, structured hockey, give ourselves a chance to, you know, if we compete at a high, high level every shift, I think we have a chance to win every game we play. And that's all we can ask for. We're not there yet. I know it sounds like a broken record, but that's what we're harping on every single day.
Hey, it's early in the season. Here's hoping it comes together for you this weekend, Coach. We appreciate your time as always. Good luck with the Huskies, and we'll check in next Wednesday.
Thanks for having me, guys.
That's Ben Barr, head coach of Black Bear Hockey. Our Black Bear Reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718.